Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Marshall Edwards. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almone. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pachyuk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pachyuk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Yost and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Yost settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Yost. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvy. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Almone applying the tag. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pachyork scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyork hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Yount. Pachyork moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Pachyork moves to third. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Paciorek strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. 1 out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yost. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Yost steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. 1 out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paciorek moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paciorek scores. Fisk moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 0-for-2 in the game. Almone hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards bunts towards first. Paciorek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Chico Escarraga now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Fisk to Morrison. The throw back to home, and Gantner is out at the plate. Yost moves to second. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard bunts towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Hickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Salome Barojas now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires pinch hits for Bill Almon. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.